Kirbo say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis. We are here at Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, about 10 lines up. We have the second or third wide line down. Tanu Rabbanan, we stopped a little higher than the two dots. Again, talking about Yinanim of Kibud of Aim. Then we'll kind of depart onto some other topics. But still within the context of the Kibud of Aim. Tanu Rabbanan, I guess second line down from the wide lines. Mechabdo b'chayev and mechabdo b'moso, you have to do kibud av v'im, right, when they're alive and when they've passed on. So b'chayev ketzad, what does he mean when they're alive? Hanishma b'dvar av v'lamako, a bit of a strange kind of phraseology, but Rashi helps it out. If you realize that people in a certain place honor your father, for example, will give him kavod, and you know that he'll give him kavod for that, you shouldn't take the kavod for yourself. I mean that you should. Even if you know you could get away with it, right? Like, let's say, not get away with it, but you could get something done. If you just drop your father's name, right? Lo yomar shalchuni b'shvil atzmi, maruni b'shvil atzmi, patruni b'shvil atzmi. Right? You shouldn't say, right? I'm here, right, for my father, right? I'm here for me, or let me do it. Rather, ela kulu b'shvil abba. But you should go out of your way to get your father the kavod, meaning even though that you know that people will give you whatever you need because of your father's kavod, you shouldn't you should still invoke your father's your father's name, and right again make sure that it's done for him, not necessarily for you. Bamoso. I'm not sure how far I read it over there, but Leo Shalchun and Asmi, Maharuni Bishwil Asmi, Patrini Bishwil Asmi, Ella Kulu Bishwil Abba. Really, you should do everything right in the honor of your father, even though you could theoretically get the stuff right on your own. But most okay, it's how do you honor your parents when they pass away? So, Haya Omer Dover Shmuel Mipiv, if you say something in the name of your father, Lo Yo Markach Amar Abba, right, you shouldn't say, this is what my father said, right, with just such a quote-unquote mundane title. Alakach Amar Avimori, right, Avimori, right, so you should say, this is the name of my father, my teacher. Harini Kaparas Moshavcha Mishkavo, behold, I am the Kapara for his Mishkavo, I'm a Kapara for him, for as he lies. Right, fascinating, right, that people just kind of throw that phrase out, but if you look at Rashi over here, right, if you look at straight across, pretty much, Harini Kaparas Mishkavo, what does it mean? That person should be the Kapara for their parents that are no longer with us. So alai yavo kol ra paroi lavo al nafsho. Right, fascinating. The son is a person is obligated to say that he will take all of the bad that would have come upon his parents' neshamas when he is already kaparas mishkavo. Right, he should take that bad, right, instead of them. Right, he should take the bullet, right, figuratively. Right, instead of the parents. The Hanimili took Shnei Mishar Chodesh, but that's only within Shnei Mishar Chodesh. Again, that's the amount of time that Neshama goes to through Gehenna for its for cleansing purposes and for to clean and shine it so it can go to Chiyas Amesim and Olam Haba, etc. So Makam Eilech Omer Zichrono L'Vracha L'Chai Olam Haba. Right from then on, right, there's no, we don't want to suggest that the Rachman Slan parents are still suffering in Gehenna. Right, that's only reserved for the most terrible of Rishayim. So after 12 months, right, then you can say something else. You can say there's Zichrono L'Vracha for the next world. Tanu Rabbanan will learn the Chacham. If a Talmud Chacham is going to quote his father, Meshana Shem Aviv V'Shem Rabo, he should change the name of his father and the name of his Rebbe. Now, it doesn't mean that if his father, his name was Steve, he should call him Dave. Right? It doesn't mean that you should change him from Reuven to Shimon. What it means, as you can look at Rashi over here, Chacham Adorish Drasha Barabim, right? If a Talmud Chacham is speaking, right, he's quoting his father, right? There were many Baruch Hashem, many Rabbanim, whose father was also Rabbanim, right? Again, Shai Shechter, off the top of my head, right, quotes his father all the time. What it means is he shouldn't say, my father, Dave. He should say, Rebbe Umori, my father, my teacher. Right? He should give him proper cover. He shouldn't mention his name. He should say Rebbe Mori, Avi Mori, etc., etc. Okay, so Chacham Mishana Shem Avi Shem Rav. But the Turgaman, again, back in the day, they used to have a speaker for the Rav, right? The Rav would tell the loudspeaker, as it were, right, but it was a human being, right, what he should say, and he would whisper it or say it in a normal voice, right, which makes a lot of sense if, the Rav was, let's say, older, or maybe perhaps couldn't announce, or couldn't speak as loud. So they'd have somebody there who would speak to the masses. So the Rav would tell him what he wanted to say. So the Rav, right, if he's quoting his father, who was a Talmid Chacham, he should say Avi Mori. But the Meturgaman, if he'd say Rabbi Dave, right, doesn't need to say, doesn't need to change his name. He could just say, right, you could quote it normally, right, like you would anybody else. Which father? Whose father are we talking about? If you tell me we're talking about the Meturgaman's father, what do you mean? The Meturgaman's not chayiv in his father's kavod? Obviously, we're talking about the father or the Rebbe of the Chacham. When Mar Bar Rav Ashi would give a shir, right? Ihu Amar Alamari the Murei. Meaning, obviously, Rav Ashi was his father. So when he would say to the Meturgaman, he would say, Avamori, my father, my teacher. And then the Meturgaman would announce, Rav Ashi said this. Okay, fine. Tanur Banan, Ezu Mora, Ezu Kavod, Kibud. What is the difference between Mora and Kibud? We have Kavedas of Yichav Esimecha, and we have Ishimor Aviv Tiro, right? Two commands, one to honor and one to have reverence, probably the best translation. Right, for parents. So what is that? So Mora, right, having reverence or quote unquote fear, which is probably a bad translation, but either way, Lo Omid Bimkomov, Lo Yoshiv Bimkomov, you shouldn't stand in his place, right, if he has a certain place where he davens or stands. Lo Yoshiv Bimkomov, don't sit in his seat. Lo Sosar's Dvarov, don't contradict him. Lo Machrio, shouldn't announce him. You shouldn't announce. I'm sorry, Lachria has to announce, but Machrio means you contradict what he says. You shouldn't, if you look at Rashi, Mahaya Avi V'chacham Echad Chalukim B'Dvar Halacha, right? So say your father and somebody else is having Machokas, Lo Yomar Nirim D'Veri Ploni, you shouldn't say, Rashi says, fascinating, right? I remember this. You shouldn't say the other guy's stuff makes sense. So basically, everybody kind of asks on Rashi, I don't understand, we just said that, right? Lo Soser Zvarav, you shouldn't contradict his words. What do you mean, Velo Machrio? How could Machrio be if they his father your father's having machlokas? You should side like the other guy. Well, didn't you just say you shouldn't contradict his words? So what it means is that other Rishonim, Achronim, I forget already, but other I assume they're Achronim, the Rishonim. Either way, the other Rishonim say that no. What it means is you shouldn't even back your father up because what does he need your support? Right? It's like when you have a great scientist. Or a great scientist makes a declaration, and some high school kid says, "Yeah, I think he's right." What does he need? What does he need you to back him up for? The same thing. That's a lack of comfort. It's a lack of appreciation if someone says, "Yeah, that guy's correct." Because if you're not on the level, right? If you're not a bar hockey, okay. Either way, kibud. What's honoring your parents? Machol mashke, maldish mechasa. Machnez emotzi, right? Give him food, give him drink, get him dressed, cover him if necessary. Machnez, bring them in, bring them out. Motzi, take them out. Okay, either way. Yivoy lehu, they ask the following shayla. Mishel mi, right? Whose money, right, goes towards, right, as with Garashi, machilu, mashkeo, mechavdo, right, feeding him and feeding, I say, keep on saying him, but it's because Rashi is machilo, but it's probably machilom, right? Them, right? Feeding them, right? Okay, either way. Mi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishal Ben. I'm sorry, no, it was terrible. Mishal Mi, who pays for the stuff? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishal Ben, it's getting late and a lot of late nights of slichos, and we have a long slichos tonight, so my brain is not really functioning. Let's try this again. Mishal Mi, who pays for the food and the drink, etc.? Rav Yehuda Amar Mishal Ben, Rav Nasan Bar Oshia Amar Mishal Av. Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Nasan Bar Oshia. So Orulei or Rabbanan or Rav Yirmiya, the Rabbanan kind of paskin to Rav Yirmiya. The Amri Le Rei the Rav Yirmiya. Some say it's Rav Yirmiya's son, and the Kamad Amar Mishal Av. And the paskin that has to be from the father's money. So Maisri, hold on one second. We ask the Kasha, Nemar Kabeid Zavichu Yasivecha, but Nemar Kabeid Hashem Mehonecha. Right? We compare the two psukim. You have to honor your parents. You have to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Mehonecha means from your money. Right? Literally, it means from your money. Malahalim b'chizaron kis, avkam b'chizaron kis. So clearly, just like you have to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu from your money, i.e., by spending money on mitzvos, giving tzedakah, etc. So too, by kibud av v'em, you also have to spend your own money. V'yom adem mishalav, m'mayinafka. Right, and if it's the father's money, what's the fun? What's the son spending any parents on? Spending any money on his parents? So my answer is, but no, it could be a little bit of malacha. No, it could be that. Yeah, it's sometimes the son can't work, right? Because he has to go take care of his parents. So that, in that sense, he's losing money, spending his money. Toshma, I'll bring another proof, meaning who is correct, right? Does the money come from the parents, or does the money come from the children? Beis Achim, Shnei Shutfin, Ha'ave, B'no, Rava, Talmido, either any of those four cases, whether you have two brothers or you have two partners, and you have a father and son, right, I guess it's three cases. Either way, you have a machlokas, not a machlokas, you have a partnership between any of the three people. Right? Poden, zet, lazet, meiser sheni. They can be poden each other's meiser sheni. Right? We know the halacha is if you redeem your own meiser sheni, right, you have to add a fifth, which is really a fourth, but if someone else redeems it, so then you don't pay the extra money. So if these two people, right, redeem each other's meiser sheni, so they do not pay, right, the extra fifth. It's as if, since it's a shutfus over there, right, they do not pay. It's as if they're paying for their own meiser sheni. Machilan zeh meiser ani. They can also give each other meiser ani. Right, again, if it's not meiser sheni, they can give each other, right, take care of each other through meiser ani. Via Marta Mishalben. But if you tell me that the son is the one who has to give the money, so what's the son doing? The son has to pay, let's say, $100 for his father to have lunch. So he's going to take Meiser Ani, he's going to give money that's earmarked for the poor and give it to his father? That doesn't make sense. So it must be from the father's money. So he says, no, we're talking about the extra stuff. Right? They're allowed to use Meiser Ani for the extra stuff. If he's a poor person and $100 is the base amount of, you know, food that he needs, so if the father needs a little, or the parents need a little bit more money, right, or more food, you can use Meiser Ani for that. It's like Amar says, well, Ihachi, Hainu Dekatani Allah, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Tavo Me'ira, Lamisha Meichel, Zaviv Meiser Ani. Right, well, one second. We said about this Brisa that a Me'ira is a curse should come to somebody who feeds their parents Meiser Ani. Vila, Duffel, Lamayaf Kamina. But if you tell me we're talking about the extra stuff, not the stuff he needs above and beyond, right, who cares? What's the difference? I mean, if he's Shaykh to it, then why can't he give Meiser Ani? So the Gemara says, "Afilu hachi zila bei melsa." See, it's not appropriate. It's a zilzula. It's an embarrassment, right, to use meiser ani, right, to give, right, to your father. If you can take care of it, right, yourself, if the son has the money to give him, right, it's not so kavodik to give him from meiser ani. Tashma, bring another proof. Right, we're trying to figure out, right, who we're using, whose money gets paid for the parents. For the parents' well-being. Tashma Shal Lewis Rabbi Elazar Ad Hechan Kibir Aveim. Right, how far do you have to go for Kibir Aveim? Amar Lami said, Kadesha Yitol Arne Kibir Zirko Leyam B'fan Aveinu Machlimo. Again, we had the example of where the parents take a wallet, throw it into the sea, right, and throw it into the garbage, into the ocean, and you don't say anything. V'yamarti Mishalav, right, the Ma'inafka Limina. Well, if you're telling me it's the father's wallet, right, so what's the difference? So what do you care? Why, obviously not going to get upset. He says, no, but Roy Liarsho, it could be that you'll inherit that money, and then he just threw out, you know, a wallet with a couple $1,000 in it. And you could have gotten it eventually. Rav Bar Rav Huna, similarly to Rav Bar Rav Huna, the Rav Huna Kara Shirai Be'anpe Rav Barei, Amar Ezel Echze I Ratach Ilo Ratach, because Rav Huna once tried to teach Rav his son, what did he do? He tore his silks, right, he tore his silk clothing. He wanted to see, let's see if he gets angry. Eyes. The Gemara says, one second, no, that doesn't make any sense. Dilma Rasach, well, maybe we'll get angry. Then he'll violate Lifnei Iver, right? You can't try and make someone angry, right? If you make someone angry, okay, so that's, you know, unfortunately, you know, whatever. But if you do something that you're trying to test and see if someone becomes angry, right, very often I'll get a question, right? I want to see if the person I'm dating will get angry, so should I test them? Like, no, that's a terrible idea for many reasons. Another one of those many reasons is because it's Lifnei Iver. You can't try and make someone angry if you know that maybe they have an issue or whatever. It's terrible. So the Gemara says, "Demachale lekare." No. So what Rav Huna was mochel. I mean, he was mochel. And we're going to get into this whole discussion of whether you can be mochel on your kavod. So Rav Huna was mochel on his kavod. So again, it's not an isser the isser in question would be, you know, being angry towards your father. So if Rav Huna's mochel, right, so then there's no issue, right? And he said it would be theoretically able for him to get angry at his father. I have a kavod mishum baltashkas. Okay, but there's another issue. There's an issue about tashkas that you're destroying stuff. Right? It's not mutter. It's not mutter to destroy stuff. The Gemara says, David lay b'pumbiyani. Right? No, he did it in a way that it could be stitched back up. I'm blanking on the word, but in a way that he kind of tore it along the, I forget what it's called, the edges, right, where you can very easily sew back up the clothing. So the Gemara says, okay, but that's not a good test. Right, if it's fixable, right, maybe that's why you didn't get angry. Because if you shatter something into a million pieces, fine. But if you make a tear and that you could very easily repair, so okay, so you didn't destroy my item. So the Gemara says, David Levi Shas Mitcha, no, he did it, right, when he was angry. He apparently was upset about something. So he was wanted to see if it would compound on his anger, right, and that was the test, right, that he did. Okay, fine. So we didn't really end up with a proof one way or another. Masi le Rabbi Cheskel la Rami Brei. Rabbi Cheskel taught his Rami his son and his shrofim ben iskalim. If you have a very interesting case, if you have people who need to get strafa, right, one of the punishments you get, is, for example, sleeping with a bas kohen, or the bas kohen gets that rather. Okay, never is a bad example, but okay. So let's say you have a bunch of bas kohanim who unfortunately cheated on their husbands, and they have to get strafa. Right, have ben iskalim, and you have them mixed up with a bunch of women who need to get skila for I don't know. For Chil Shabbos, Chas Tisholim. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yodon of Eskila, Shastrefa Chamura. All of them get Eskila because, right, Strefa, right, Rabbi Shimon Shita is that in the order of, we'll get this in the second Sanhedrin, that the order of Beis Din's punishments is Strefa, Skila, Chenek, Herig. And the Chachamim says, no, it's Skila, Strefa, Herig, Chenek. So Rabbi Shimon says, if you have a mix of the two, you got to give him the less violent punishment or the less serious punishment because, right, if someone is due the higher one, meaning, sorry, other way around, meaning that, right, meaning because if someone is due the lower one, you can't give them the higher one, but if someone is due the higher one, then they can still get the lower one, right, so then, therefore, everybody gets skila, because strafe is more chomer, strafe is more serious, so you can't give someone who's chayiv skila strafe, because it's more than they were supposed to get, as opposed to someone who's getting strafe, supposed to get strafe, okay, they get skila, but that's not like a violation, okay, fine. So Amar Le Rav Yehuda Brei, Rav Yehuda, who was Rav Cheskel's son, said, Abba, he said, Father, right, lo tisnehachi, don't teach it like that, because my iri is Srefa Chamura. Right? The reason that you're not going to give them all Srefa is not because Srefa is more Chamur, it's because typically the Reuben is Kalim, because there's a majority. The majority have to get Skila, right? So you use the concept of Rov to tell me that you give everybody skila as opposed to strefa. So Ella Hachi Isne. So therefore, it was a different. So he gave a different shot, right? He said, "On his skull and been his strafe." If you have a mix of people who were supposed to get skila, that was the minority, and then they got mixed up, right? And people who were supposed to get strefa. So that's why you would say that there's more, meaning because there isn't a majority anymore of the niskalim. So therefore, you can argue that since this skila is the less chomer of the two of them, you should get everybody skila. So I'm related back to Mihachi Emesefa. If that's true, right, what about the second part of the Mishnah? Chachamim moment, the Chachamim say, it don't have a strefa, it's a skila chamura. Right? You should give them all strefa because skila is more machmir. Right? So the Mayim Iria, skila the chamura. Well, who cares that skila is more machmir? Typically, the Reuben is strafing in him. In that case, if you tell me that the case is more people was getting strefa, they shouldn't be getting strefa because it's less chamura, they should be getting strefa because that's the majority, that's the rov. So Amalei, Hasam Rabbanan, who the Kamilei, the Rabbi Shimon. Right, the Gemara Techem Shreifa Chamura, low skill Chamura. Right there, so that part says review the back to him. No, Chamura just responding to Rabbi Shimon and arguing about which is more machmir. That's the point they were trying to get across. But Amar Le Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel then just said to Rabbi Yehuda, and this is why we bring this whole random discussion over here. Shinana, which is a praise, where he told him he's very smart, right, that he was very sharp. Lo timalei lavucha hachi. You shouldn't talk to your father like that. Tani kaz malan d'raisa harei haya aviv over al divrei Torah. If a person unfortunately sees his father violating some halacha, so aru yomer lo ava avat al divrei Torah. Right? You shouldn't say, Dad, you just did an isser. Ella, rather, what should you say? Oh, Melo, you should say, Abba kach kosev b'Torah. You should say, Dad, listen, this is what it says in the Torah. So it says kach kosev b'Torah. So you come and say, what do you mean? That's the same thing. That's criticizing him. You're going to bother him. He's going to, I don't know, be Mechal Shabbos. You're going to be like, Dad, it says, don't be Mechal Shabbos. Well, that's not any better. It says, Elo Omelos knows. You should say it differently. You should say it a little better. Abba mikra kosev b'Torah kach. You should say, this is a pasuk. You just quote the pasuk. You shouldn't mention what the father did, right? Or the keeps on. That's the example given. Pasha says it would apply to the mother as well. But I'd say this is what the Torah says, right? Instead of being negative, right, teach him the positive. Teach him what the Torah says, and then the father would probably be able to connect the dots. Okay. Elazar ben Masi Omer, Abba Omer Hashkeni Mayim Mitzvah Lasos. Maniach Ani Kavod Abba Veosas Mitzvah. Lozer Ben Masya says, if my father asks for a cup of water and I'm in the middle of a mitzvah or I have some sort of mitzvah, Rashi says, Kfuras Hameis. Okay, meaning you have two competing mitzvos. Maniach Ani Kavod Abba Veosas Mitzvah. He does, I'm going to do the mitzvah and I'm going to put aside the kavod of my father. Sha'ani Ve'Abba Chayavim Be'Mitzvah, because both of us are Chayiv. Right, in the mitzvah, so I'm going to go do the mitzvah because we both have that obligation. Isi ben Yehuda, Omer Isi ben Yehuda says, "Imefshel the mitzvah lasos al dei acherim teasa al dei acherim." Well, if the mitzvah can be done by other people, so other people should do it. V'yelachu v'kavod aviv, and then you can go do the mitzvah of kibud avayim. I'm Rav Masna, halacha Isi ben Yehuda. Sure enough, right, that is the halacha. Right now, that once we talked about, right, we mentioned kvodo machol, right, being mochel on the kavos, and now we kind of. Discuss that a little bit. Who can be mochel, right, on their kavod? Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Chista. Harav shemochel kvodu, kvodu mochel. If a father wants to be mochel on his kavod, that's fine. But harav shemochel kvodu, ain't kvodu mochel, but a rav is not allowed to be mochel on the kavod. Pashas, we're going to talk about it a little bit more, but Pashas is because his kavod is not coming from him. Right? It's coming from the Torah. So you can't be mochel on the kavod of the Torah. So Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef says, no. I feel a rav shemachal kvod kvod mochel. Rav Yosef says, no, it's not even true. That's not true. Right? A rav can be mochel on his kavod. Shadav Mar Hazbaz. It says, Hashem Avaleich, Lifnehem Yomam, that Kosh Baruch Hu was going before Bnei Yisrael, right, in the desert. Obviously, that's not appropriate for Melech Malchim Lachim, but Kosh Baruch Hu was mochel on his kavod, and he took Bnei Yisrael through the desert. Amar Rav, Rav says, Achi Ashta. He said, then what do you mean? That's not a good comparison, right? Because what's going on over there? Hasam Kosh Baruch Hu al b'dilehu. Right, v'torah dilehi. Right, and so Kosh Baruch Hu, right, Kosh Baruch Hu is in his world that he created. The Torah is his. Mochel likare. Right, he can be mochel, right, on his kavod. But hacha over here, torah dilehi. Right, so what do you mean? The Torah, the teacher, right, again, the Rebbe, the Rav, is the kavod is totally, as Rashi says over here, but kavod totally by Torah, right? It's not his kavod. It's therefore he can't be mochel. It's not his Torah. Right? So we're talking about the kavod of the Torah, the kavod of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So other Amar Rava. So then Rava went back and said, "You're right. Ein echanami. Ein Torah delay. In Torah delayhu. Yeah, the Torah is actually." Rav went back. We said the last thing that he just said, that the Rav, right, cannot be mochel on his kavod because the Torah is not his. He took it back. Rav said, "In Torah dilehi." Yes, actually, the Rav, right, the Torah is the Rav's. Does belong to the Rav. Again, he's learning, right, his Torah, right, the Torah that he acquires, right, through his efforts. Any eyes? That really true? Rav Mashki Behilul Debrei. Rav once was serving as the waiter. Serving drinks, right, at his son's wedding. V'dalei kasa l'rapapa v'l'ravuna b'rei de Yeshua v'kavu mikamit. Right, and he offered a cup to the rapapa and ravuna, and they stood up for him. V'lav mari v'lav pinchas b'rei de Rav Chista v'lo kamu mikamit. Right, and he went to Rav Mari, and then he went to Rav Pinchas b'nei Rav Chista, and they didn't get up for him. So ikpid, so he got upset. V'amar, and he says, ha-rabanan, rabanan, havu rabanan, lav rabanan. So he said, oh, these rabbis, right, meaning he was upset. These rabbis who are rabbis, you're not going to get up. Well, meaning you guys are rabbanim and they're not rabbanim. Right? So I mean, we see that again that he was again. So when Rav was saying that, meaning that he was serving his drinks, right? He was mochel on his kavod, right? But then he realized that he seemingly, right, got upset when someone didn't rise to stand up for him. He said his kavod can't be mochel, right? Even though theoretically he would have been mochel on his kavod, apparently it doesn't work. So Vasu, right, and also Rav Papa of Mashkele Hilud Bar Da'aba Mar Bray, right? Rav Papa was doing something similar. Was passing out drinks at the son, at the wedding of his son. V'dali Le Kazla Rizkak Bray of Yeshua. Sure enough, Rizkak Bar Yehuda was there to get a drink. And he didn't get up. And Rav Papa got upset. So what is kvodo mochel or no? Can the Rav be mochel on his kavod or not? So Gemara says, "Afilu achi hidur ma'aved le bo." So in Echanami, no, even though a Rav can be mochel on his kavod, says the Gemara, they still hidur ma'aved le. They should have done some sort of hitter, some sort of like, you know, kind of like when you pop up out of your seat a little bit, like you're just like a Rav of the shul walks by and you're just like, you know, you get up, just kind of move the top half of your body without, you know, actually leaving the seat or whatever. So a little something, he wanted a head bob, a nod, something, give him kavod. I thought it was, it would have been appropriate. Okay, fine. Rav Ashi Vilamanda Amar Harav Shemachal Kvod Kvod Machal. Even according to the one who says that a Rav, that a Rebbe is allowed to be Machal of his Kvod, and his Kvod is Machal, Nasi Shemachal Kvodo ain't Kvod Machal. If a Nasi, the Nasi is already, that's already higher, right? He's already kind of like in charge of like, you know, either the Sanhedrin or the Gullus or whatever. So that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Mesve, one second, what do you mean? Maisa Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shov, Rebbe Tzadok. Right? Shahayu Mesum Bebeis HaMishtet, right? Not B'nei Brak, right? It sounds like I'm assuming the Bnei Brak, but okay. Either way, that's Shaiu Mesum Bebeis HaMishtet Benoshel Rav Gamliel. They're chilling by the wedding of Rav Gamliel's son. Rav Gamliel Omen Amashka Olam. And sure enough, Rav Gamliel was serving drinks. Nelson Lakoz Rabbi Elazar. He gave a drink to Rabbi Elazar, and he didn't take it. He didn't feel it was appropriate. Nelson Rabbi Yeshua. When he gave to Rabbi Yeshua, Vekivlo, and he accepted it. Amalu Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yeshua, Masa Yeshua, what are you doing? I know Yoshim, Rav Gamliel, Berevi. We're sitting with Rabbi Gamliel, the great Rabbi Gamliel, who's the head of the Nasi, whatever. He's the waitering on us, or I guess waiting on us, right? So Amalei said to Matzinu Gadol Mimeni Sheshimesh. Yeshua said, I got someone even bigger than Rabbi Gamliel, who served people. And sure enough, Avram Gadol Ador Hoya. Obviously, Avram was the Gadol Ador. He was probably the Gadol of almost everything, right? Okay, because of both, Pasuk says, "Vu made Alehem," right? Right, but when Parshas Vayira, when the angels came to him, and he was serving them food. If you're telling me maybe he thought they were angels, no, lo nidmulo ala karavim, right? He thought it was Arabs. They were Arabs. He didn't think they were anything, right? Anything special. V'anu lo yehei Rav Gamliel Berebi Omer Mashkalenu. So why can't Rav Gamliel serve us? If Avram served us, why can't Rav Gamliel serve us? Amalem Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok said, "Amasai etem anichem kovod shamakom etem oskim kovod abrios." How long? Or forget the kovod of people. Right, the kovod of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, Kodesh Baruch Hu meishiv ruchos umala nesiim morid matar. Right, Kodesh Baruch Hu is so great, he blows the wind and he makes the clouds go up and the rain comes down, and matzmiach adama makes the ground grow, or the stuff grow out of the ground. Baruch sholchan ofnei ha-kolach ha-veyachad, he makes food, and he puts a table of food in front of everybody. Banu lo yehei Rav Gamliel Berebi yomin ha-mashkaleinu. You're not going to allow Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're not going to allow Rav Gamliel, right, to serve us. Right, so but even a nasi, right, can be mochel, right, on his kavod. Right, forget that we're talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, over here. So Ella E Itmar, right, Hachi Amar, meaning we should give kavod to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So rather, what was going on over here? So the nasi can be mochel on his kavod, but what he meant was, what we really wanted to say was, Amar Ravashi, Afilu Lemanda Amar, nasi shemachal kavodo kavodo mochel, melech shemachal kavodo ain't kavodo mochel. No, it's not that a rav to a nasi, it's if a nasi is able to be mochel on his kavod, a king cannot be mochel on his kavod. Why is that, Shema? Because the pasuk says, Som tazim alech melech, put upon yourself a king, right? Shatei a maso alecha, that your fear should be, the fear of the king has to be on him. Okay, we're going to stop here on, we're going to stop here. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to give a shir of Rosh Hashanah, but in that case, right, Mitzvah Shem, we'll try, right, and then we'll see, definitely give a shir on Sunday night for Sunday's daf, right, on Shabbos' daf, you're on your own. It's good to learn. On Rosh Hashanah, either way, and we'll wish everybody Ksivu Chasim Tova, a good Geben Shtior, inspiring davening, and Hatzlacha in all your endeavors, and especially in your Limud HaTorah, and especially in your Limud of the Daf Yomi. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.